What a day it has been, and it's only going to get more and more glorious from here because the Sweet Baby Ink fallout is just getting started. And today we get the news that Kotaku editor-in-chief exits the company, so has resigned from the company. Garbage tier Kotaku and their editor-in-chief now gone. Exits due to parent company's new guide directive. Jen Glennon resigns after 5 months into her role while the publication deprioritizes news. Kotaku editor-in-chief Jen Glennon has exited her role, reportedly due to a new editorial directive from GO Media, according to Aftermath. Per Glennon's letter of resignation, the parent company GO Media mandated that the game's publication focus on game guides and deprioritize news. I firmly believe that this decision to invert Kotaku's editorial strategy to deprioritize news in favor of guides is fundamentally misguided given the current infrastructure of the site, Glennon said in the letter. This decision, directly contradicted by months of traffic data, and shows an astonishing disregard for the livelihoods of the remaining writers and editors who work here. According to a source familiar with the matter, Kotaku staffers are expected to create 50 guides in total a week. Aftermath notes that the site's landing page area, a space typically home for major stories and breaking news, has been replaced by tips and guides. Glennon was hired back in October of 2023, and with her exit, Kotaku lost another editor-in-chief in under a year. Back in August of 2023, Patricia Hernandez was reportedly fired following a personal disagreement. GamesIndustry.biz has reached out to GO Media for comment. Oh, my goodness. And now here's a tweet from her. This is Jen Glennon says, some personal news. I've resigned from Kotaku, and Jim Spanfeller is an herb. That's her taking a shot, I believe, at the CEO of the parent company. And again, it just, look, this has been a disaster for games journalists. I mean, this is Alyssa Mercante or McCanty. I can't remember how you say her name. She has me blocked. She's been blocking everyone. She's been talking a lot of shit. And this is fresh off of her running a cover for Sweet Baby Ink. Of course, she's the one that kind of really got this whole Sweet Baby Ink thing really taken to another level after Sweet Baby Ink themselves started to harass and target the Steam Detected group because they did the horrible thing of putting their games onto a curated list so people knew what games they were working on. So then Sweet Baby Ink employees started to target that group and tried to get it flagged, false flagged, and taken down. That didn't work. And then Kotaku started to write hit pieces about gamers and lying about the whole situation. And this writer right here started mass blocking people after talking shit to all of them, playing the victim, because of course, and it's just been a disaster from the start of all of this. You also have, this is another writer from The Verge with pronouns in her bio, protected her account after she wrote a hit piece on gamers. I think she has since made her account public now. And you have this other writer right here that says, trying to create basically fake harassment after writing an article for Wired.com. And it says, if I were trying to convince everyone I was part of a harassment campaign, I wasn't part of a harassment campaign, I would simply not tweet things like this at writers. Now, if you look at the tweet, at the time of her screenshotting this, the tweet had two views. Two views. And then people in the comments said, well, this account joined last month and the first post was yesterday. Interesting. So the first post was a targeted harassment at you, and then with two views, suddenly you screenshot it and build a narrative out of it. It's amazing how that works. Games journalists have been overrun by social justice freaks. That is a fact. And they are eating themselves alive. Now, I'm not going to sit here and pretend to know a lot about Jen Glennon. She has not been the editor-in-chief at Kotaku for very long, but she has resigned. She seems to have some problems with the parent company and their guidelines. I would need to look more into this story to understand, like, so when they're saying they're deprioritizing news and they want to focus on game guides, that's not inherently a bad thing for a gaming website to focus on games. I wonder, and again, I'm just speculating here because I do not know, and this is all relatively fresh news, but I'm wondering, are they deprioritizing news because of people like Alyssa who have ran these hate campaigns against the people that they are supposed to be writing articles for? Could that have something to do with it? I don't know. I'm just asking the questions. But when you look at you know, all of these games journalists right here that are constantly just attacking gamers because they hate gamers, and now you have the editor-in-chief resigning from Kotaku. Again, as I said, I think Kotaku is not, they're not going to be around much longer because they hate gamers. They hate gamers. The people that are working for them hate gamers. They despise them. They've made that clear over the last several years, and it's not going to improve. And so we're just going to have to see. But I am having a lot of fun watching this all play out. There's more Sweet Baby Ink news out there. As a matter of fact, I've got a tweet from Cabrutus and from Mark Kern. And it's a video that we have over on our Clips channel, which was on Tuesday night's main event. But it says, if you kick Sweet Baby out of your studio for running ruining your game, don't hide it. Cabrutus and I talk about how these studios could raise massive awareness and PR and sales just by announcing that they are no longer working with Sweet Baby Inc. And the video is right there below. And then Cabrutus retweeted this and said, to the developers out there, we are on your side. We just want to be respected and be heard. Do not be afraid to reach out to us and say that you don't want DEI stuff in your game, or even that you had one of those companies working for you, but don't want to do that anymore, and removed what they did from the final version of your project. Remember that we are fighting with you and not against you. If you are a developer and want to talk about it, please be my guest, and there is the email right there. And don't worry, I'll never reveal your identity if that's what you want. If you do this, be 100% sure that we will support you. We will be on your side. Amazing stuff from Cabrutus and from Grums. I love that this is going on. I love that the gaming community is standing up against these people that absolutely despise us and despise the industry that they're in. And it is fantastic to see. So again, if you guys want more information on a lot of this stuff, you can obviously go over to geeksandgamers.com, our website, where we actually have people talking about things that you need to hear. And they're not lying and they're not spreading bullshit like places like Kotaku and Polygon and Wired and The Verge and IGN and all of that. You're actually going to hear straight up stories about what's going on. We also have the forums over there, so you guys can jump in the forums if you want to have discussions over there. Feel free to go over there and do that. We're looking forward to hearing from you over there. You guys have a great day. Thank you very much for checking out this video, and we will talk to you later.